our discussion is centering around Futuwa. That is our team on Radio Islam, that we've been focusing on this quality and what we term as gentlemen of honor. And we have an interesting program coming up over the weekend. The panel discussion where Maulana Ashraf Dokrat as well as Qari Tahir Sallu will be the guest. And the discussion will be of gentlemen of honor. What does it mean to be a gentleman? And is what we term as chivalry dead? That is the common slogan. Anyway, we've been looking at 10 qualities that makes up a gentleman. And one of that is friendship, maintaining good company. So there are certain things that we need to consider when we choose our company, and important points behind having good company. There are many reasons for that, but what we need to keep in mind is, number one, mankind cannot live alone. Every individual must live and interact with others. And when interacting with others, one either influences or he himself is being influenced. So either way, you're not going to be untouched by your company. That's why you need to consider who your company is. Furthermore, those people whom you sit with will make your friends, who you make your friends, are inevitably going to fall into one of two categories. They will either be good individuals who will guide and encourage you towards what is good and help you to accomplish that which Allah has ordered, or they are going to be bad, encouraging you to that which is pleasing to Shaitan, that which must lead you, that which will lead you to the fire of Jahannam. So therefore you need to be careful. Another point to consider is that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent with a mission to establish Islam, he did not do it on his own. Rather, Allah had chosen for him companions who accompanied him and who carried the message until it was complete. Who carried the message forward until it was complete. So these are some of the aspects that show us the importance of having good companions, companions who are righteous. Companion will help you do what is good and remind you of Allah, will enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil. These are the things that we need to consider. We need to show the importance to avoiding befriending bad company, because such company will have a bad effect upon you, and that will help you with misdeeds which will ultimately lead you to the fire of Jahannam. What a beautiful, simple example. Yet we hear it all the time. The basic example that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us in terms of good company and bad company. And what did the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? That the case of good company and bad company is like the one of the seller of musk and the blower of the bellows, the blacksmith. As for the seller of musk, he will either give you some of his musk or will purchase some from him, or at least when you come away from him, you will have a good smell. Whereas the blower or the bellower or the blacksmith will either burn your clothing, or at least you will come away having experienced its repugnant smell. That is a famous narration from Sahih al-Bukhari as well. Sahih al-Muslim. What a basic, simple understanding we are given in that hadith. The Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also explained the matter of good companionship so that no room is left for doubt or confusion. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person is upon the deen, the religion of his close friends, so beware whom you befriend. Rajlu ala deeni khalili. Person will follow the deen of his friend. Now let me share with you a fascinating story. A short moral story on avoiding the company of the wicked. There was a rich farmer. He had enough money to spare. He was, however, sad at heart. His only son passed his time in evil company. The father tried to dissuade him from bad company, but to no avail. One day he thought of a plan. He bought a dozen mangoes. They looked ripe and tempting. The boy wanted to taste them, but the father said, they shall all be yours tomorrow. The boy was patient enough to wait. The father in the meantime placed a rotten mango in the basket. The next day the father asked him to bring the basket. The boy complained that the mangoes had all become rotten. The father said, one of the mangoes must have been rotten, and therefore it had all spoiled the whole lot. And then he said, beware my son, if you keep the company of wicked people, the same will happen to you. The boy then understood what the father had meant. He promised to turn over a new leaf and avoid the company of wicked. The father was pleased to hear this and blessed his son. He was sure that he would reform himself. So avoid the company of wicked people.